Welcome. You are listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today we are doing something a little bit different for New Year's. I thought it would be fun to have a few of my friends come in who are very prophetic people and speak a good word over the new year about what God has been speaking to them and telling them just corporately for the body of Christ. So I hope it encourages you today. I'm really excited and I am going to start us off. But first, I just want to introduce you to everybody. I'm going to start with our friend Joanne, who is actually not quite on the broadcast yet. She's going to join us in a second, so I might mispronounce her last name, but her name is Joanne Boisvert, and if I've mispronounced it, she will tell you when she pops on. We've got Cassie Gardner with me, Rose Buswell, Amanda Atkinson, and Todd Mitchell today, and I'm Brittany Bexton, so I'm so excited to get started. God spoke to me last year about speaking a better word. And this year, when I sought him for a word for the year, he said, I want you to keep what I told you last year because we're building upon that. You still have to speak the better word. So we always look to his word and his promises, and we speak that regardless of what we're seeing. But his word for me for this year was hope. And it felt more like a command than anything, to hope. And it also felt like he was going to be restoring hope. Yes. And the verse that I keep getting with that, the verse in Proverbs is Proverbs 13:12. And it is, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a promise fulfilled is a tree of life. So God's going to be springing up trees of life this year. He is fulfilling promises. A lot of people have been dealing with hope deferred, and I would say collectively as a world, not even just in this country, we've been dealing with hope deferred because there's a lot of push and pull with everything that everyone's dealt with in the last couple of years, not knowing what's going to happen, when life's going to seemingly go back to a more normal pace. But God says, a promise fulfilled is a tree of life. When God makes promises, they stand regardless. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if it's tarried. They will come to pass. So now to Romans 5:5, it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So when we've been dealing with hope deferred or sick hearts, not only does God want to revive that, he wants to heal sick hearts and bring hope back, but it can be so easy to feel afraid to hope when you've had hope deferred, or you've been standing on a promise and every time you think it's going to happen, it doesn't. But God says this hope will not lead to disappointment. He wants us to hope without fear.
Yes.
He wants us to hope without fear. He says, this hope will not lead to disappointment. He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love, and he loves us dearly. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should change his mind. God fulfills his promises. He speaks and he acts. He promises and he fulfills. And then there's one other verse I want to bring into this, and that is Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So we hope with a confident expectation. And this morning, it's funny, my pastor actually talked about hope and I went, oh, how perfect. And he said, this is the definition of hope. It is a confident expectation. It's a confident expectation of good. So this year, I want to encourage you to confidently expect good, to allow God to renew the hope in your heart, because God is a renewer of hope. He is a redeemer. He brings his promises to pass, and he not only wants to restore your hope, he wants to fulfill promises, and God never disappoints. there will always be fulfillment of his promises, and he will always bring you good things. So focus on hope this year. Okay, Cassie, would you like to take us away with the next word?
Yes, I can't deny I'm about to burst because my word has really, yours flowed right into it. And before I started this, I had a word, but I just prayed over this meeting today with all the listeners. I was like, Lord, what do you want to say to these people that are listening? And I opened to Psalms 24 through 6. So I'm just going to pray this over because I'd like to start with that. So powerful. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. We are his anointed. We have victory this season. And this shaking that I'm hearing, I felt like he gave me like a smorgasbord of food being pushed towards me. I'm like, what is all this? And I felt this letter R. And it was, I kept seeing a reset button, a red reset button. And it was reset, restore, recover all, remember. Remember my promises. Even though this shaking is a rebuilding. This shaking is Jericho walls falling. And when they fall, you need to rush in and restore. I am restoring all that was lost. And I don't mind me shaking a little bit. It's like I saw Peter. He was out and throwing his net all night in the water. And he was so discouraged. And at that last moment, that 11th hour, when he was ready, his life was done. He felt like he was going to jail. Jesus showed up. And he said, throw your net back in. He's like, but I've been out here all night. I'm not catching anything. I feel hopeless. The Lord told him to throw his net back in. And everything, his net was full. And that reminds me of the plate that was pushed that he presented to me. It's all the promises that he's spoken over our lives. Growth, a replanting, and you know, I just feel this reset is that we should not fear of what's going on in this world, that keep our eyes on him. The lies, the enemy is trying so hard to distract us from what God is doing. I had an attack this month, and I believe it was over this word, because he does not want us to see the future. He wants us to think there is nothing, it is void, because he knows if we don't have a hope, if we don't have dream, if we don't have a goal, we will want to quit. And he is scared of what the Lord is doing, and we can feel it on our spirit. I don't know all of what it is. We only know bits and pieces. But he's trying to take the anointed ones and bring them down. I had a vision of us as construction workers, and the Lord is, there's a new, after the walls crash, there's this whole field that is open. And we are standing there with these blueprints of, Lord, what do you want us to do? And it's beautiful. It's a rebuilding. It's this foundation. And the enemy is trying to rip this blueprint out of our hand. And we're getting discouraged. We can't see it. And we want to give up. But we cannot give up in this hour. He is rebuilding the church. He's rebuilding our families, because it starts within our home. So don't be afraid of the shaking. Don't be afraid of the fire that's coming through from the Lord, because we will come out as purified gold in this hour. People need to hear our voices. People need, and it's not only that, but it's for our children. He is reshaping us. And I feel like we are this peace that whatever is not of him is being burnt off, so our children can be more pure to push them into the future of what he's doing. So they will be unstoppable. We will be unstoppable. These, I feel people will be looking at us like, what do they have in this hour? Why are they flourishing in this hour? This world's a mess. And it will be so clear, these majestic, interesting ways the Lord will answer our prayers, and the way we will flourish will be like nothing we've ever seen. And these people will want that. They won't. A lot of them won't even be sure of what that is. But that is the open door to guide them back home. And I truly feel as they look upon us, they will see Jesus. And this is where the revival, well, we are this revival of hope. Just as it goes into your word. And when he says reset, he says, I reset all. Not one stone will be left unturned. And I truly just bless all of us that we just don't give up. Keep moving forward. Do not look back. Don't look back. Don't turn into sand. You keep moving forward into that promised land in this season, because we are living in exciting times right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not the end. It's just the beginning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, it is. It's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. Who has a burning desire to go next? Amanda Atkinson, take over, please.
Wonderful. Thank you. So what the Lord had spoken to me goes right along with what Cassie has just released. When I started praying about this initially, I saw a group of people sitting on like a sports field, it looked like a football field to me, and they were sitting on the sidelines, and you could hear like they were talking amongst each other, and I could hear, you know, a little bit of the conversation, and I heard the Lord say that it was the year of the decree. And when I pressed into it and I prayed a little bit more, the Lord said, "I've placed my words in your mouth and my song in your heart. Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines, but step into the position that I have set aside for you and begin to release the decree of heaven. You will see things around you shift as you step into your position. Decree a thing and it shall be established." And the verse that he gave me with it was... I'm going to read the Passion Translation because I love that one. The entire universe is standing on its tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. And I really feel like he's telling us, among all of the things that's going on in the earth, everything that is being released, you know, all these onslaughts of attack and just the shaking, that it's time for those of us, the sons and daughters of God, to step in and to take the place that he has died for us to have. And the Lord said, "Your decree has been sealed with the signet ring of heaven, and provision has already been released to see it manifest in the earth." And I feel like it's really a time for us to listen to the Lord and allow our words, the conversations that I heard with the people, when I saw the people sitting on the sidelines, their words were not lining up with what heaven's words were. You know, they were thinking of themselves as less. They were kind of giving into that hope deferred, giving into the things that are going on around in the atmosphere. And the Lord says that we are seated with him in heavenly places, and that we need to decree a thing and that thing will be established. And so I feel like he's giving us a charge this year to really line up our words and get into alignment with what heaven is saying, and take the place as sons and daughters of God and release that into the earth so that we can see those things around us shift, the things in our family shift, the things in our neighborhoods shift, the things in the earth begin to shift and come into alignment with what heaven says.
Yes, that's so good. We do. We have to speak our reality because heaven has to be brought down to earth. Okay, who wants to go next? Rose, take it away.
Thanks, Brittany. The word that I got was breakthrough. And I feel like there's things that some of us have been praying for years. And this is the year that we're going to see that breakthrough. Like, it's actually going to, I almost feel like it's going to happen, like maybe even unexpectedly, like you're still continuing in that same path to pray. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, like the whole thing just happened, you know? And so I just really felt strongly that that was the Lord, that that is what the Lord was saying. And also with the word breakthrough, I felt like he was saying that there's whatever level you are at with him, like there's really this, almost like a heavier grace to really just break through into the next higher levels with him. And it made me think of the verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Lord is the Spirit." And so that's what that made me think of too. Like wherever we're at, like well, we can really step up higher with him in this year. And even for people who don't, I feel like for people who don't know the Lord, for them to come to him, like there will just really be this genuine relationship. Like he is just really reaching his hand out right now for people. Mm-hmm. Come see who I really am. Come see the love. Come see, yeah, who I've made you to be, and just, and come rest and have peace in me. So that's what I heard.
That is so great. Yeah. He says, come home. You're welcome. It's not too late. I love that. Todd, do you want to go next?
Yeah, be honored to. So when Brittany reached out to me and asked me to be on the broadcast, I was immediately like, oh, yeah, no, not something I'm ready to do, but something that the Lord has been giving to me for the past couple of years, but again, most specifically this year, was out of hiding. So as I was praying, should I be on the podcast or not? Five phrases were quickened to me right away. They were awaken, accountability / healing, community, and out of hiding. And I just kind of chuckled and thought, okay, you want me to come out of hiding, and here I am on a podcast. So anyway, so as I was pressing into this and trying to figure out what the Lord is saying with these five phrases, what has happened with COVID is a lot of people have secluded themselves and pushed themselves away from community. They pushed themselves away from church even. And I think at first a lot of people were liking the online church format, but a lot of people started to fade away from that. But yet other people reached out to other places to find spiritual feeding. I mean, I found all you guys that way. So some of us have used those resources to become alive and become awakened to what the Lord is doing in our lives, but others have fallen asleep. And so what I feel that the Lord wants us to do is to use this training that a lot of us have been doing over the past year or so, and then to come back into the local community and feed his sheep, to work in the local community that's pretty much fallen asleep. Now, we've all maintained our active spiritual life and reached out to other people, but the communities around us haven't, and we need to really press into those places, because we, after all, we're called to be in community. We're not supposed to stop meeting together. Hebrews 10:25 says, don't be like the others and stop meeting together. So we need to meet together, which brings us to accountability. We need to hold each other to be accountable, to be in the Word, and to reach out for healing. And then we're supposed to stop hiding our wounds. I think a lot of people, they hide the woundedness that that goes on in our lives, and we don't want to let people know that we were even wounded at all. And really what happens is the light shines, God's light shines through those wounds and can be healing for us, that we're learning through inner healing and deliverance, but heals us, but could that those testimonies heal others. And I think that's so important. And then what I've also noticed is the local churches have kind of shut down a little bit. And what I mean by that is they shut down the giftings of the body. So you have somebody who has a gift of healing, and they're kind of forbidden from laying hands on people. People who have the gift of hospitality can't exercise that gift. And so we become lopsided. We have a lot of teaching. We have a lot of preaching. We have some prophecy going on, but then other people, they're being excluded from working in the local church. So all of these things together is to awaken us. We are to be awakened, to go back into the community, to be the community. I'm not proposing to be reckless. I mean, we got to be mindful of what's going on. But at the same time, we need to come out of hiding. We need to be the church for the people around us. That's what the Lord has laid on my heart. And there it goes.
That's awesome. You said two things that made me think of a couple of things that I've released recently. You said so many are sleeping, and God said, I'm waking up the sleepers. And he had given me a specific verse from John 10:10. Jesus said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. And right. God said, I'm waking up the sleepers. He is. And then at a point last year, you know, that verse in Luke 15, where it says God leaves the 99 to find the one.
Right.
God said, I also send you. He doesn't just go himself. He sends right. his people to find the one, because we all have God in us. So such a great word. Joanne, you are up, and I want you to introduce yourself because I'm afraid I butchered your last name guessing before you were able to hop on.
Oh, sorry. It's French Canadian. My name's Joanne Wavere. That's the English way to say it. Drop the S and drop the T. Helps everybody. That's me. The word I felt like the Lord was saying to me was, he was reminding me, actually, it's funny because I was going to release it yesterday, but I didn't. And I'm still going through some of it. So today at Harvest, Pastor Ron Eves talked about revival, and that revival is actually not about about evangelism. It's about us, and that the church, when it revives, it brings people back. And I did a teaching on, and it was based on the Avengers and all of their superpowers and the supernatural that we have. And so yesterday I went to see this, not yesterday, 2 days ago, I went to see Spider-Man. And there was a point, like I've watched these movies and the Holy Spirit always jumps within me in certain spots of those movies because Marvel understands the supernatural. I think it understands the supernatural more than the church actually understands the supernatural. And I feel like there is a time right now where people are healing. We're coming into basically everything everybody said, that we're coming into a space where we're opening up the wounds and we're healing the wounds so that the Holy Spirit can go in those places. We're understanding who we are as people, and we're coming out of the caves, like Todd spoke about. We're going into the Word and really coming to a place where, if we're really understanding the Word, we're really understanding what God it really wants from us. We're seeing the places where Peter's shadow healed people. And that's the supernatural that the Lord wants the church to know. And that's where we as a people need to be. We need to be clear and ready and clean. Jennifer Eves speaks about that a lot. And I just feel like that's what 2022 is about. As we really get the revelation of who we are, and that we walk in the love, and we really understand the revival of who God is in our own lives, we're going to see the churches fill up with people, because they're going to know that we know God. And he brought up, sorry, I'm just gonna, because we're talking about fasting at Harvest right now, and I really like this one verse he brought up, was Zechariah 8:23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days the men from the nations of every tongue shall take hold of the robe of Jews, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And I just feel like through the fasting, we take time, the healing, our own personal healing, our understanding of what God can do in us and through us, people are going to know God is with us. And I just feel like 2022 is that time. It's like the moment of learning our getting our suits on and understanding our suits, because we all have giftings. We all have places that God is using all of us in different ways. All six of us have different things that the Lord wants to use. And I think he really wants us to have space for our suits, and he wants us to carry our suits, and he wants us to show the world what really is the supernatural. And I think 2023 is going to be the year of the supernatural. But I think right now 2022 is the preparing of that. So that's my word.
I love that. I love that. It's so true. Isn't it funny how sometimes fantasy television gets it more right than the body, because it allows for the spectacular, but God is so much more spectacular than even that could imagine. Mm-hmm. And we have the ability to see so much more. I mean, I've witnessed actual miracles even just in the last year, quite a few actually, but that's just the beginning. I mean, that's just like a speck of what God can do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a breaking of the fear of man, and we're going to be the ones, you know, showing our spidey webs, you know, like we're going to do it and we're not going to be afraid of it. And it's going to really bring people to Christ.
Yes. Yes. So good. So I want us to close out in prayer, just praying over the audience the next year. And actually, if we want to just kind of go in the order that everyone spoke, and you can pray into the words you spoke and anything else the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, I thank you so much for the good words that you have spoken over the year to come. I thank you so much for these incredible people hopping on live with me today to speak over the audience, to speak over the airwaves, and to decree the good things that you have for us, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are renewing hope, that you are springing up trees of life because promises are being fulfilled and desires are being fulfilled, God, because you are a good God. You are a good God. Our hope will not be disappointed because you are good and you love us. Lord, we thank you that we can hope confidently in you, that we can stand in a confident hope with evidence that things will shift, with strong faith, because we know that you are good and you are the keeper of your promises. God, we thank you that you are helping us get our hopes up and that you, God, are fulfilling hopes and bringing encouragement, life, and joy back to people who have lost those things. God, you are bringing a refreshing of your spirit, a refreshing of your hope, a refreshing of your love, and you are bringing the good things to pass. Lord, we thank you so much in Jesus' name.
Okay, so after we were done, the verse that jumped to me to pray into was, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten, Joel 2:25. So I pray into that, Lord God, that no word that you send out returns void. I pray over everyone listening, everyone on this broadcast, Lord God, that you give us fresh fire and that we pour, that we come into these breakthroughs that are just so powerful that we just glorify you and eyes are opened. Hearts are softened in this season. Our sensitivity is more aware of your presence. Help us to be excited, Lord, and to, I pray, fresh boldness, fresh faith, a fresh fire into our eyes, hearts, and minds. I pray over our families, our marriages, our children, Lord God, that you enter into our homes, Lord, and that you bless us into this following year, that we know that we are built on the foundation. You are rock, and we will not be shaken. Take anything from us, Lord, that is not of you. And we know when you restore, Lord, you restore better than before. And I pray to everyone that hears the sound of our voices right now, Lord God, blessings and favor, and that you open the storehouses of heaven over us. And we continue to thank you and to stay humble and to glorify your name. Amen.
Father, I thank you for the groaning of creation, Lord, to see the sons and daughters of God manifested. And so, Lord, right now, I call our spirits to attention in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that we would walk in proper alignment with you, Lord, spirit, soul, and body, that we would step into the positions that you have set aside for us, Lord. God, I thank you that in 2022, Lord, the caravans of favor are coming. Lord, they are bringing the provision for us to step into everything that you have called us to. Lord, I thank you that that you are calling us higher, that you are calling us up to see from the heavenly places that we are seated in, Lord, that we will no longer see from an earthly perspective, but Lord, that we will see from a heavenly perspective. And God, I thank you that you have placed your words in our mouth. And God, I thank you that you are releasing your decree from heaven, God, and it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I speak a blessing. Lord, I pray over the hearts of the listeners. Lord, anyone, anywhere that has pain in their heart, I just speak the shalom of God into that place right now. Lord, I thank you that you're washing over those that are listening right now, Lord, with your love from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, that you are speaking truth into them. You're speaking identity into them, Lord. And I thank you that 2022 is going to be a year of their becoming, a year of their understanding of who they are in you and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God, I thank you that the words of their mouth and the meditation of their heart, Lord, will be pleasing to you. And God, that our words would line up with the words of heaven. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the chance to go forward, Lord, and to show your light and show your love to those around us, God. And I thank you just for a restoration in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just thank you right now for bringing breakthrough. I thank you, God, for that none of your words return void, but that your promises are always yes and amen. And right now, Lord, I just pray for just consistency over our prayers right now, Lord, that people wouldn't give up, but that they would just continue to pray because your breakthrough is right there. It is right there at the door. And I just pray for continued faith and just consistency in people's prayers as they reach out to you, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the grace that you're pouring out on your people, Lord, that they may for them to be able to break through into higher levels with you, Lord, that as we turn to look at you, Lord, you are calling us up higher and that you are helping us break through those areas. I just thank you for this, Lord, and I pray it over your people in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for awakening us. We thank you for coming into our lives and calling our names and calling us out of hiding. Lord, we ask that you would give us boldness and authority as we walk in the authority that you've given us, dear Lord, that we could walk amongst your people and teach and guide and awaken them as well to use their gifts and their God-given talents to heal your people. You call us to go out into the sheep and to feed your sheep, dear Lord. Equip us. Give us boldness, awaken us, stir us, bring us out of hiding, and be with us as we do your will in the local church and beyond. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and be with us and be with the people that are listening. May they feel that same boldness and that same desire to want to go and to do your will in this world. In your beautiful name, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this group of people. I thank you for the people listening, Lord. And I just feel like right now the Lord just wants me to say that you are loved. You're enough. That the Lord wants to come and be intimate with you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to show you who you truly are. And I ask God that you will bring healing in every part of all of us, God. Yes. That you will bring your Holy Spirit will fill those places, God, and that we will walk in who you made us to be, Lord. And that, Father, I just ask that you reveal the giftings people have. I ask, God, that the church has its revival, that the people in it are seeing who they are so that more can come in.
Yes.
And I ask you, Lord, to really bring a year of Holy Spirit in a just a different way, that people just start to experience Holy Spirit in miracles and signs and wonders, and just bringing it really true to them, so that when they bring it out to others, Lord, that it is so you, God, that people will go, they walk with the Lord. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the ones that are open to you, Lord, who want what you want for this world, God. And I just ask, God, you bless them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone. This was delightful. And thank you to the listeners for joining. I hope you were encouraged today, and we will chat next week. Have a great one.
Hi. Be blessed.
When you learn to